How many gates would there have been?
Two.
Across this? Two gates.
Yes, I remember two gates, yeah.
I've always wondered about that.
Oh.
That dam.
And then on each side of the here, there'd be, now, this would be their rock fill and earthwork here, right up to the, this would really be a, going up maybe to wherever the natural bank was, you see, and it would hook onto the bank here, but this would be fill. This would be rock fill and mud and to make an effective dam. And then the same on this side. It would, I suppose the bottom would be something like this, you know, the bottom of the river would be, and then up like this, and then along. So this would be all, this would be fill. So it made an effective dam, you see, with the gates not very terribly wide across, narrow part of the river.
And this one dam,
yeah,
and the flushing system would take the logs right down to the
right
Fraser.
Down, right, yes, right. Because they would leave it open, you see. As a, you could imagine, there's quite an area, you know, behind the... Quite an area. Of the whole lake and all up. And this would go up Steel Creek, way up, flood all up there. I imagine it would flood it, well, darn near to into Grandview, or, you know, right in, past Boundary Road anyhow.
So it's
all low through there.
All the low-lying part of your father's property.
Yes. Yeah.
What date would that have been? Can you give an estimate?
That would be just about the time I would be. Oh, 10, maybe. 9. About 8 or 9.
19-2 or 19-3.
Because I know it was quite an expedition for us to get down to there. We'd paddle across the lake and then go down there. Must have gone down the Great Northern. Or we could paddle down the lake to get there, because I know it was a much more exciting river than our little river. To start with, this was river enough, just little Deer Lake Creek, you see, of spreading.
One of the pictures that your cousin Kitty showed me had a steam locomotive, a small one, and it had the name Johnson on the side of it. And
Johnson.
She didn't recall anything about that, but she felt it might have had something to do with the Great Northern.
Oh.
I was wondering if the name Johnson rang a bell.
No.
Or if you...
A regular full-size locomotive.
Well, it was a full-size locomotive, but a very tiny one.
Oh, yes. No, I wouldn't know that. No, Johnson. No, because Dorrance had no steam at all. No.
The Ocala Prison. The present building was built around 1912, the big brick building.
Yes.
What was on the property before that?
Nothing but just bush.
Just bush?
Just bush. We... Ed Clayton and I used to get in our boat here. Where was Uncle's boathouse? There, that's it. We'd get here. We'd go over, and there's a little beach over here. We'd go over here. Now there was a trail, and there was always a fight on, you know. Deer Lake group, you know, kept to themselves. They were like, now here was a Central Park up here. Now you could go up through this bush, because it was a trail up to here. What a long way up, and now you'd come to the Central Park and the Royal Hotel, and it had a license. We used to come hunting, and funny that I was at that time quite a hunter as a kid, but now I won't kill a thing, I won't shoot a thing, I just don't hunt anything. I can't imagine. I thought at the time that you had to be a hunter to be a man, you know, you had to, that was a mark, you see, so, and our great ambition was to shoot a bear, you see, and we'd go bear hunting when we shouldn't be packing guns at all, you know, we'd tuck them, I had a strap that I could put on I'd swipe our rifles and shotguns, and so you could put them under your arm, you see. Just cinch this, you see, and you'd shoot with it under your arm long before you could get it up to the shoulder. Oh, boy. And we'd come hunting, and then we'd hide our rifles and things and come up to the, as we started to grow up, you know, whiskers, and we'd come up to the Royal Oak Inn, you see, and go in the bar and order. And we'd most likely, we felt really, real, you know, that that was really growing up. Another place we used to go hunting a lot, up Still Creek. They don't show it here, but up the creek. It went and meandered through that hardhack and crabapple swamp for miles, way up close to Horn Payne, close to past Boundary Road even. And that's where we'd go. And I'll never forget this one time. We were heading out. And we called into Burnaby's store, got two tobacco juice. Going along Coal Line Road here, you see, and with our guns, you see, out for bear, you see. And Ed, it hit Ed first. The tobacco, we were just chewing it like gum, you see. You know, just swallowing it, you see. Well, his knees crumpled first, and we didn't even get out to Steel Creek Bridge. I didn't know what to do, and then I thought he'd got some sickness or something, you see, and then it started to hit me, you see. Oh, my God. And I had an awful time. It hit me less than it did Ed, and I had to struggle all back and come home to Clayton's, which was where, and get his dad to come out and help pack him. Bear hunters.
What brand of tobacco was it?
The Blackstrap.
Blackstrap.
Blackstrap chewing tobacco. It had to be Blackstrap.
From the Burnaby Lake store.
Right. And these crumpled bear hunters, you know, we were just kids there. We used to sneak the guns out.
How did you get guns?
We could have. Brothers, dads, snitch them out, right? Well, those were our semi-delinquent days.
You were mentioning the Royal Oak Hotel before.
Yes.
Can you tell me anything more about that? You would remember it was built back in 1892.
Yes.
I know, but there aren't that many people who remember when it was still a hotel.
Oh, well, it was quite a hotel. I don't know where they drew their customers, for there were never many behind the swinging doors when we got there. We'd maybe two or three old-timers around or something, but it was never a busy bar, you know, really bustling as far as I can make out. Anytime we ever hit it, anyhow. And we'd come up through this trail where, up through all that area where Callum is now, which is... But there used to always be a feud with this... Central Park kids, because they'd come down and swipe our boats and things, and then we'd swipe theirs naturally. And then we got scrappy with slingshots, you know. And we used to make them out of tires, and there weren't many cars in those days. An old tire was a very valuable thing to get a hold of. But then one of these young Englishmen that came out as apprentices to Sprott's brought out English square elastic. So we out-weaponed them.
The arms raised them dearly.
And drove
them back to Central Park.
And it was English weapons.
That,